The United States has welcomed Saudi Arabia's offer to send brown troops to Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Riyadh has shown a willingness to do more in the fight against Daesh terrorists. He added that the offer will be discussed with his Saudi counterpart in Brussels next week. A survey by the YouGov market research company shows that the majority of Britons want the country to leave the European Union. 45% of the respondents called for Britain to exit the EU, while 36% supported its continued membership in the bloc. 19% of Britons are undecided. A UN panel has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained by Sweden and the UK, and he must be released and compensated. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention said Assange's physical integrity and freedom of movement must be respected. Britain and Sweden have rejected the ruling. Official data shows German industrial orders declined in December 2015, weighed down by falling domestic and Eurozone demand. The data collected by the German economy minister also showed a 0.7% decrease in orders in December compared to November, which saw an increase of 1.5%. Unknown gunmen have attacked a UN police base in the Malian city of Timbuktu. A UN peacekeeping official said that an unknown number of assailants withdrew inside the camp after detonating their car bomb at the entrance. An army checkpoint in the same city also came under fire by the assailants. The Syrian army takes full control of Atman town in the countryside of the southern city of Deraa. The Syrian troops managed to recapture Atman after gunning down a large number of Tikfiri terrorists. The army also pounded the positions of the terrorists and destroyed their vehicles in Al-Mahatta area near Deraa. And a leaked government document suggests that Australia is considering cracking down on thousands of Syrian refugees as part of its humanitarian resettlement program. The document says Syrian refugees in Australia may go through tougher character and security checks than they do in Europe.